Band that was based out of Detroit called The Rockets, wrapping up actually a little trio set to a quartet set. I don't know, it's a foursome, whatever that might be, of music of bands from Detroit. The Rockets, that came out in 1980. The name of that album was No Ballads. Keep in mind, I hail originally from Michigan, hence this weird accent that I have. No, yeah, I'm not Canadian like Eric Jackson Lurie, but I am from Michigan, and I remember as a kid. The Rockets. In fact, the Rockets played in my little hometown, and the opening band was this guy named Johnny Cougar that nobody knew about. Before the Rockets, before the world, what else I play? Some brand new music from the Popular Creeps. Came out in 2022. Gone by 45, the name of the track. Junk Monkeys in there, another Detroit band. They eventually got signed to Metal Blade Records. That was from their 1987 independently released album, Firehouse, with Round and Round. And what's interesting is on that album, they actually thank the lead singer of Gravel Train. So he's been around for a while. That was 1987. I played Gravel Train before that from the year 2000 when the Fine Upstanding Man album came out. And that was the title track. For those of you listening to my encore show, we are wrapping up this program. For the rest of you listening live on a Friday, March 17th, 2023, there is more music and stuff coming up. We'll be right back. It is just now 11 o'clock here on 883 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Again, Tortoise, my background music. We are listening to the Beacons of Ancestorship album. Came out in 2009. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamont. Thank you so much. It's time for us to do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Let you know what's going on around town. Start off with the radio calendar. I don't even know what date is. Oh, I do. I've been telling you all night long. It's March 17th. So next weekend, the Pittsburgh's Humanity Festival is going to be going on at various locations in the Cultural District. That is going on March 24th to the 26th. You're like, what is that? It's the internationally acclaimed artists and performers are going to join community leaders, academics, and change makers from Pittsburgh and beyond at the 2023 Pittsburgh Humanities Festival. Again, it's March 24th is when it kicks off. And it's got a celebration with the contributions, experiences, and legacy of women in hip-hop over the past 50 years, including a concert by Moni Love, a DJ set by DJ Pearly, and performances by local female MCs. Now, on Saturday, the 25th, you can hear about a documentary. You can hear about the documentary storytelling. That's what you can hear. From Ira Glass, the host and creator of This American Life. Now, throughout Saturday and Sunday, 14 events feature diverse conversations ranging from fascism and activism to flamenco music, language justice, Shakespeare in virtual reality, and how the Steelers have saved Pittsburgh. That's a lot to chew on, isn't it? Find out more. Again, it's next weekend, March 24th through the 26th at trustarts.org. Also, the Brewhouse Association has their latest exhibition, Lay Bare, curated by Zeal Eva, invites 8 black women artists in Pittsburgh to answer the question, who would you be if you could be your most authentic self? Lay Bare is on display at the Brewhouse Gallery on the south side at 711 South 21st Street through April 1st. More information, brewhousearts.org. The CMU International Film Festival kicked off yesterday. It's been running for 17 years. It brings hundreds of the CMU and Pittsburgh community members together for 3 weeks of storytelling, intercultural exchange, and civic engagement through the celebration of international film. This year's festival's theme is Faces of Change. The CMU International Film Festival is going on now through April 2nd with screenings on Thursdays through Sundays each and every week. More information at CMUIFF, that is CMU International Film Festival, CMUIFF.com. Harris Theatre is presenting 2 classic cult films, Assault on Precinct 13 and Brotherhood of the Wolf. Screenings are happening now through March 22nd at the Harris Theatre, 809 Liberty Avenue. Again, trustarts.org for more information on that. I know, there's a lot of things going on. I'll do one more. 820 Liberty Gallery is hosting Exploration of Color 2.0, a retrospective of works by Joanne Bates. It's on display now through April 30th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. Again, that's a pitch for cultural arts program, trustarts.org for more information on that. And if you or your organization wants to include something on the WRCT radio calendar, send it to us at least in a week in advance to radio-calendar at wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Please, let's see what's going on. Is there rock? Is there roll? Is there anything? Get down into March, because apparently our calendar is showing some February dates. What about tomorrow? What's going on tomorrow? The Cro-Mags are playing with a Ringworm at Preserving Underground up in New Kent. The Dirty Grass Players are doing a St. Patrick's Day, or St. Paddy's Day, as they say, celebration at the Club Cafe tomorrow. The Ghost Club is at the Mr. Small's Theater with Tiny Wars. in Riverside performing at the Thunderbird tomorrow. That's all happening. Craft House is hosting. They are hosting the Meteors on Sunday. Club Cafe has the band Toledo on Monday the 20th. Clem Snide is in town on Tuesday the 21st, playing with Florence Dorr at the Club Cafe. And over at Mr. Small's on that same night, that's Tuesday the 21st, Yellow Tango's in town. Hawthorne Heights at the Roxy, and on Wednesday the 22nd, the Outer Limits come to Arsenal Lanes on Wednesday for their Rockin' Bowl series. This coming Wednesday, and Rubble Bucket is at Mr. Small's on Wednesday. Blue October's at the Roxy, and on Thursday, I the Moxer will be down spinning 80s and 90s music like I do each and every Thursday at Arsenal Lanes. Craft House is hoping, once again, they're hoping. They're hosting the Wild Feathers. That's Thursday the 23rd. Animal Scream plays the Government Center on Saturday the 25th with Different Places in Space and Boy Wonders. Sonny Landreth in town playing the Thunderbird on Sunday the 26th. I'm just making stuff up now. Let's find you a couple more songs. A couple more shows. Magnetic Fields doing two nights in Pittsburgh. Friday the 31st. They're at Mr. Small's, and they are there again the second night, Saturday the 1st, for April Fool's Day. I think that's enough shows for now. All right, if you know a show, you want to tell people about that show, you want me to tell people about the show, email music-calendar at wrct.org with all the details of that show. Try to get it there on our calendar. You can hear the calendar. You can hear both the music and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m. And again at 7 p.m. And also, like you just got down at 11 p.m. What do you think of that? Got more music to get into. But before I do that, I'll play you this quick message.
Stress may feel like a constant, and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control? And turn those stressful minutes into our me time. Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
So you heard me talking about the fact that for St. Patrick's Day, I'm playing songs of bands from Ireland. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And I like to dig deep sometimes to find maybe the bands that aren't. I'm going to play some U2 at point. I probably will. But the band that came out in the early 90s, and they were actually, I think, on Bono had his own label called Mom Records, and I think they might have been the first band he ever signed to their label. It's this band. Always dug this song. Always loved it. They're called An Emotional Fish. It's Celebrate here on Viva La Monk.
She insists that she's a lunatic, closer to the bone. She hardly ever visits upstairs, would rather telephone when I guess. Beauty does what beauty does best, it's beautiful. Says that's the trouble with reality, it's taken far too seriously. I do what God is good to me, Claus, the children celebrate. This party's over, I'm going home. Celebrate, this party's over, I'm going home. Traffic lights and traffic light abuse, but that's no stranger than strange. Any other strange? He claims it's dangerous to be innocent, as you're the victim every time. Histories of insanity intruding on the scene. Celebrate, this party's over, I'm going home.
lying all along. We can't wait till it's too late.
Saturday night, late night, tonight is your future, Sunday's a beat away. Hold it up to the light, in accelerated time, Saturday night, late night. Saturday night, late
From the Organic Band album, that's Babe Rainbow with All the Power, wrapping up that set of music here on WRCT. My name is Paul, I'm the Mockster. You are in the midst of a program we like to call Viva La Mock here on 88.3. Before the Babe Rainbow, some brand new music from July Talk. Name of the new album is Remember Never Before. How about that? After this was the track you heard from July Talk, and then I played some Snow Patrol, which one source said was an Irish band, and then I'm thinking, are they a Scottish band? I don't even know, and I was too lazy to look it up. I mean, they're on Jeepster, which is like Bell and Sebastian's label. They're Scottish, but that doesn't mean they had to be Scottish, but maybe they've just got a mix of members from all over, like Marillion. Yeah, you see where I went with that. Anyway, the Snow Patrol, downhill from here. That's kind of where the show's going, downhill right from here. We peaked, teetered a little bit, now it's all downhill. Boomtown Rats. Speaking of rats with the Rat Trap, and start the entire set with an emotional fish and celebrate. Hey, you know what? We're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day the only way the Mockster can know how, because in the past, you know, I've been here for like 400 years, and I've already done the celebrations with St. Patrick's Day where I've done a mock of, I don't know, green and lucky and good luck. I'm pretty sure I've done all those mocks. I'm pretty sure. So for the mocking on this episode of Viva La Mock, I'm doing four-leaf clover. Four-leaf clover. So a song either called four-leaf clover or a song that mentions a four-leaf clover. It's coming up in just under 30 minutes. So just sit tight. You know, I keep talking about my rockin' attorney, but I just don't tell you about his show. Is that on purpose? Maybe. But if you do want 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a twist, because this is what the rockin' attorney does. He plays new music by classic rock and roll artists. It's a show called Quartz in Session, and he is a rockin' attorney. Apparently, he was even on the news recently, because all he can do is send me clips of him on TV. Now, he just finished up a big case, and good for him. Hopefully, he'll be back on the airwaves in person this coming Thursday. So that's when the show is. Thursdays at 8 p.m. It's called Quartz in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, here on 88.3 FM, WRCT. Did you know today is National Sleep Day? National Sleep Day, so the Mockster got to play a sleep song. I mean, I did play R.E.M. Get Up. That's kind of the anti-sleep song. How about a song just called Sleep? From their debut album, it's Antenna with Sleep.
I just don't know what they're waiting for. Don't think out loud and don't concentrate. That's not working so far. It's after dark, radio's off.
She's sitting in the back of a car.
Vulgar Boatmen wrapping up that set of music from their second album, Please Panic. And You Don't Love Me Yet.
Is that true?
Well, I'm not going to force my love on you. You don't have to love me. You really don't. Hey, before that, Vulgar Boatmen, band out of North Carolina called Lou Ford with their song Alan Freed. Dirtball from Richmond, Virginia, played that in tribute in honor of Wes Freed, a member of Dirtball who passed away last fall. A friend of the Viva La Mach radio program. Oh, the name of the album, the name of the song was So Far, So Long. And Antenna started off that entire set. That was John Strom, Free to Love of the Blake Babies, and Jake Smith from their debut album with Sleep, because today is National Sleep Day. Yeah, I do love the line, sleep delays my life. No, wait, that's the R.E.M. song. I love that line, too. I guess his is, I like sleeping. I don't know. You'll figure it out. Go back, listen to your recording. You know you record the show, don't you? You don't mean to, but you hit play and record on your cassette deck about 40 minutes ago, and you're going to have to flip the tape pretty soon. Just that's my public service announcement for you on that. Another one's going to be that, you know, understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Yeah, and good financial decisions don't have to be big or overwhelming. Little things like just putting money into a savings account every paycheck or paying down your credit card each month can go a long way in getting you on the right financial track. So don't be the one who makes bad decisions and gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on a path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and WRCT, me, the Mockster. Now, yeah, I've been saying since the Friday live show is March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, and I have a four-leaf clover mock coming up in about 10 minutes, give or take. I've been playing artists throughout the show that are from Ireland, and I take your suggestions. I don't play all your suggestions, but I take them. I try to play most of them. I really do, and I think you know that. Marty reached out and he goes, I got a really sappy song for you. No, it's not sappy. It's the Coors. Would you believe drummer Carolyn Coor? It's her birthday today. So on top of that, it's her birthday. So let's play this for you, Marty. It's a Secret Life. It's the Coors by request. An Irish band, I tell ya.
From Red Giant to Supernova, back to you and me. A cloaked entity within a virtual reality, mechanized and organized to meet plain to see. The hand that's been busy weaving fantasy. It's so hard to understand, and often we are blind. But if truth were an ocean, would it fit in the pool of a human mind? Why we're all left in ignorance, turning to despair. Philosophy, theology, our fairest segments, and something more incredible than you and I. So call on this secret life. Call on this secret life. Show others I won't mention, offer lessons in codology. It's all with good intention. Listen at your peril, put your soul in the tension. Resensitize yourself to this incredible dimension. That you're all alone, and it doesn't seem quite fair. Why we're all left in ignorance, turning to despair.
shine like an arc light, sing like a bird might sing when he was higher than heaven, higher than every other thing, some kind of arc light. Sparks in the street, I know that you've no answers. All I need is for you to shine. Shine like an arc light, like I want you to shine. Oh, I know that you've nobody, and I know that you're not mine. But the light that you are, and the light you can be, is the only thing I want, the only light I can see. Dawn, and I'm as lost as you are.